There's officially a So You Think You Can Dance tour, and she's going on it.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome on into To The Point with Kristen Bird. And this is our special edition because we are talking with all of the eliminated So You Think You Can Dance contestants. And this week we have top nine contestant, Sydney Torme.
Good morning.
Good morning. I know, you know, last night I said top 10 when I was interviewing you, and Paul was like, top nine. he corrected me, and I, you know what? He's right.
I'm cool with top 10.
I know, but you know, it's nice to know that you were for sure top nine, and you guys are going on tour. Are you excited about that?
I'm super excited for tour.
Did you guys know about that you were going on tour? I'm sure it was in your contract and like fine print that you might go on tour, but when did you guys officially find out?
They actually told us the day we arrived for the live show, so it was like our big surprise for the first day. But we had to keep it a secret for quite a while.
That's a really good surprise. I got it out of Nigel last week, and I was like, is there a tour? And he goes, I'm telling you, there's not a tour. And he kept nodding his head, and I was like, good to know.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on that, because that's going to be really exciting. But I want to take a little time, because we were just talking about this. You were like, my audition wasn't shown. This is like a get-to-know-Sydney kind of moment. So you were like, it's okay, though. Because, you know what? This is just the start of your career. And that's what you need to remember about the whole thing. But you were like, people don't even know where I'm from.
Yeah.
Where are you from?
I'm originally from Salem, Utah.
And that's where you started training?
I trained a couple cities over in like Orem and Linden area, but yeah, for the most part.
Did you train, because there's a couple of famous studios in Utah that we've seen a lot of Dancing with the Stars and So You Think contestants come out of. Did you train at one of those studios?
I did train at one of those studios. I grew up dancing for a couple, like 8 years at Center Stage Performing Arts Studio, which is where Jenna came from, mm-hmm. Julianne Huff and Derek Huff and a couple others danced there for a while that are now on Dancing with Stars, went through So You Think You Can Dance. So I'm just another one in the lineup, I guess.
That's good, though. It's a good heritage. And, you know, I have to know, like, when you're growing up and you know that some of these students actually train there, does it put ideas in your head of thinking, like, I want to be there someday or I want to get on the show?
Yeah, I think it gives me a good idea of, like, they did this and they've been through this whole process, and me growing up in the same environment, like, giving me the idea that I can do it too and inspiring me to go for all of it and just, I don't know, do whatever they can do. I can do it too.
Were you a So You Think You Can Dance fan growing up? Did you watch the show a lot?
Yes,
was there a particular season that you loved, a particular contestant that was one of your favorites?
From way back when, Chelsea Hightower was one of my favorites. She was one of my coaches, actually my first ballroom coach. So we have like a special connection, and she really inspired me to like do the show and stuff.
You just made a lot of people happy. You know that. First of all, people always ask me, is Chelsea coming back to Dancing with the Stars? Is she coming back? Everyone misses her, first of all. I know she's thriving in Utah and everything else. And I interviewed her, I think, last fall. But I adore her. So I'm like, you just probably made so many people happy just hearing that. So besides ballroom, you trained in contemporary. Because I'm like, with those lines and that flexibility, you have to have cross-trained, of course.
Yeah, I cross-trained from the time I was probably about 8 or 9 years old. So ballroom is just a specialty, and I actually really enjoy contemporary and ballet and jazz and hip-hop and all that stuff, like, just as much. I just decided to go on as a ballroom dancer, so.
You know, it's actually a smart strategy, because if you have that training, because so many people go in there as contemporary dancers, and sometimes if you know that you also have another strength, going in there with that makes you stand out. And obviously it did. I heard you did a cha-cha in LA. Is that correct?
I did do a cha-cha.
Yeah, because someone sent me, I this is funny, but publicity only let me sit through auditions for 1 hour in Los Angeles. Mm. So a friend of mine took some notes, and she was like, Sydney, and she put a star next to you, by the way.
Ooh.
And was like, cha-cha. Yeah, so there, you know, it's some interesting things. Like a friend of mine just kind of like highlighted some people that she thought really stood out to her and everything else. And I was like, your name was on it. It's just funny to see, like, now, you know, Robert's name was on it. And you're like, oh, look at that. They wound up in the show. So what was the preparation like for you? Like, just getting yourself ready for those LA auditions?
It was, like, a lot of mentally preparing more than physically, because I've been training my whole entire life for this. Like, I've grown up years knowing that this is something I wanted to do. So I think just the mental aspect of not, like, losing myself and being true to who I was and who I want to be, and not letting the cameras and the people I'm around change who that would be.
That stage was really cool because it was at the Orpheum Theater in Los Angeles. And, you know, I did a couple interviews after with Nigel and Vanessa and everything. Mm-hmm. And I remember standing on that stage and I was like, this is so cool for me as a fan. So standing on that stage with the big So You Think background, did you have to go like, okay, just breathe, get it together?
Yeah, I definitely got a little tongue-tied when I was up there for the first time. I didn't say anything I wanted to say. And I was like, a deer in the headlights, not knowing what I was doing, and they were finally like, okay, let me see you dance. And I was like, thank goodness, because I couldn't say anything else.
You're like, I can't talk right now, but I can dance for you.
The nerves were so real.
Do you remember what the judges said to you back, I guess it was March?
Vanessa sang to me, actually.
Oh.
Told me I was Lola, if anyone knows who that is.
Yes.
I don't know. And Nigel just said he was biased and that he was just going to let Mary and Vanessa decide if I was to move on or some, or
interesting.
Go to choreography.
Yeah. So he, and you went to choreography and then you went to academy?
No, I actually got my ticket right away.
Straight away.
Yeah.
See, we didn't get to see all this good stuff.
I know. No one knows.
No one knows. I'm like, I like to at least know how, have the behind the scenes, like, scoop on all of this. So you get to academy, and I was there the very first day of academy watching you guys film that incredible opening number with Mandy Moore. Mm-hmm. First time it's been done, all 100 of you. And for me, I'm like, that's the greatest gift. Whether people made it to the top 10 or not, you guys will always have that.
Yeah, it was amazing to share that experience with 100 of the top dancers in America, and especially have Mandy Moore choreograph that. Was amazing to work with her.
Yeah, what is it like working with Mandy Moore? Because I know her on, you know, on my side of the fence, but what is it like as a dancer?
Mandy's at the top. For sure. So it's just such an honor to be able to work with her and have one-on-one time and just, like, experience how she visions things.
Yeah, she's a good teacher, too. I think that's what people don't necessarily realize. Like, she's, mm-hmm. yes, she's a choreographer. She's, you know, been a dancer. But I've heard that she's just a great teacher and gets exactly what she wants out of you.
Absolutely. And she wants you to feel comfortable, which I think is really important. And what makes her so great is because if you don't feel comfortable in the choreography, it's not going to look comfortable. So she caters to you very well, and I think that's awesome.
Yeah, that number was spectacular. I probably have a ton of video that I should give you, by the way, from behind the scenes of the day taping, because I know who you are because of those pants. Those pants are making you famous.
Can't forget them.
I was like, who is that girl? What was Academy week like for you? Because Robert was like, that was the hardest week I've ever been through as a dancer. How was it for you?
I think as far as the dancing, I felt for the most part prepared for most of it, and I wasn't freaking out that much. It was the 6 a.m. call times, the midnight getting back, if not 3 in the morning from trying to choreograph dances, and keeping your mind healthy and just not getting caught up in the competition of it and just trying to enjoy it as an experience rather than a competition. That was my hardest challenge because I knew I wasn't going to grow as much as I wasn't going to grow as a dancer as much in just 1 week as I could mentally. Mm-hmm. So I just had to trust what I've been training, trust how, like, everything was going to work out and just really keep a good mindset.
And you wound up on Paul's team.
I did.
Paul Room himself. Paul Room. That's a good one. When you wind up on Paul Room's team where you're like, I'm super excited about this.
Yes, I was absolutely stoked to be on Paul's team.
I think the one thing that I love about Paul is that he always has a smile on his face. He's so encouraging with his contestants and absolutely. Everything. And I just always feel like it's such a positive and easy working relationship. And that's mm-hmm. what I get. But what was it like when you officially were chosen and you're like, we're a team?
I know. Paul's just energy is contagious. His smile is like everything. So to be chosen to be with Paul was just a relief, and just I knew that he would be the best mentor for me and know how to work with me. He's so easy to work with and copes to what I need, and just so we can grow as a partnership and make that connection.
And your first week out, you have Val Schmierkowski choreograph. Come on. I was like, first of all, when I found out he was choreographing, I'm like, all the Dancing with the Stars fans, it's like, all. Did you feel all eyes on you because of this?
Big shoes to fill, for sure.
Yes. Yes. And, you know, I think what a lot of people don't realize is, like, Val is a big kid. He's a lot of fun, but he's also strict, too.
Absolutely.
He's this quirky balance of both. Had you worked with him ever before? Had you met him, or did you just know him from Dancing with the Stars?
I honestly just knew of him. I had never personally met him, but working with him was amazing. He knows what he wants, and he'll get it out of you. No matter how hard he has to work to get it out of you, he'll get it.
Does he make you again?
Again. One more time. Again. Yeah. Whole time.
Did you have any, like, fun behind the scenes, like, moments with him, either during the show or rehearsal or...
Not one in particular. It was just, like, the whole entire experience was just incredible, especially for my first week. I was so grateful to have that extra push from him.
Yeah, and, you know, it was his first time, too, on the show, so I think he was, this is so funny, backstage, you know, I always sort of wander around before the show starts, and he was, like, kind of pacing. He's like, I'm so nervous. He was nervous for you guys, but he was just nervous about his own piece going up there and being shown to millions, even though he does it on a weekly basis on Dancing with the Stars.
I think we were all as nervous as he was.
Yeah, that first week has got to be. How do you, like, calm your nerves on something like that?
I don't tend to get nervous that much, honestly, but this whole entire experience has just taken it to a new level, and I've never felt that much nerves in my entire life. But we made it, and when I went out there, I just, like, you just have to, like, take all of it in because it's so much at once. But you just have to feel everything and just try to be as comfortable as possible.
And be in the moment. I think that's the other thing. Because it's like you work so hard to get here. And thousands of people auditioned and you're one of 10, which is incredible. Second week, Jackie Royal.
Yes.
Jackie Royal's choreography is not easy. And I think sometimes certain things look easy, but she's a challenging choreographer. What was that piece like for you?
That piece was very deep for me, I think. Not just as far as the moves, but the emotional part of it. She had a story laid out before she even knew she had me, but the story matched me perfectly, and I could relate to it so well, so I felt really comfortable going into that rehearsal. As far as the choreography, her choreography is, like, very physical, very athletic. And with me and Paul's height difference, I'm a slightly taller than him. Mm-hmm. So lifts tend to be a little bit harder and, I don't know, all of that jazz. So we just had to find the balance and find what worked for us as a partnership. And it was a long week of rehearsals, but working with Jackie was so amazing, and she's someone I've looked up to for a really long time. I've worked with her a very long time ago when I was still in studio dance, probably when I was like 12 years old, so to be able to experience that again and be able to take more of it in because I'm more mature and I can retain more was amazing.
Oh, that's great. So you're kind of coming full circle when it comes to Jackie. Did she come and teach at your studio, or did you see her on one of the conventions? Or
She used to choreograph for my studio.
Oh, that's great. Her work, she's someone that I'm like, she needs an even bigger audience. Like, we saw some of her work briefly on World of Dance, but I'm like, anyone goes to see any of her concerts, they are to die for.
She does incredible work.
Yeah, and Audrey Case in Jackie Royal's company, also to
absolutely
die for.
Absolutely insane, yes.
Yes, as we know, we saw her the first week with Logan. She just, you know, swooped in and nailed it for Allison, just helping out. And then you get Luther. And not only do you have Luther, wait. And I love Luther Brown so much, but not only do you have Luther for the group dance, like the opening number, you also have him for the duet. And Luther had told me last week, he's like, I have a duet and I'm doing All Stars and the top nine. He knew he had a very big week. So you spent a lot of time with Luther, who is hilarious.
Yeah, I honestly was a little bit scared. I thought he was going to be scary just because I'm not comfortable with that style and stuff. But he made me feel so comfortable. And he's honestly, like, the biggest teddy bear. He's so nice and so genuine. So it was just amazing to work with him. And especially for that much time, I didn't ever think that would happen, but here we are.
I know. What was it like? Because we saw, like, in the rehearsal package, you know, he was like, get down in the pocket. And, like, for me, like, hip-hop was, I was a ballet dancer. Like, hip-hop is a nightmare for me. So, like, even trying to find a pocket, it's like, I don't even know where that is. Yeah. What was that like for you? Because I thought it looked great last night.
It was definitely a bit of a challenge for me. I've trained a little bit in hip-hop, but it's probably my least trained genre. Mm-hmm. But it just took a lot of work and a lot of boost of confidence of just being myself and knowing that I can only do what I can do with what I'm given. So,
and when you heard the judges' feedback last night, did it start creeping in that, like, uh-oh, at all? Because I was a little bit, you know, they were all like, it's really cute. And then I was like, are they prepping her? Sometimes I feel like the judges prep you guys a little bit. Like, you might be in the bottom three.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I totally feel that. I don't know if this is bad, but I knew it.
You did know it.
I did know it.
Everyone says that. Do you know that? You're not the only one. Like, every single person that I talked to from, so you think they go, I just knew.
Yeah. Well, and I think there comes a point when things change and you just get that feeling. And you just know. But also, the critiques were fine. I'm really cool with criticism and stuff. But I'm not going to try to be anyone who I'm not. So, me being smiley and stuff is just who I am. And that's how I portray myself. So, that's what I did. And they weren't that big of a fan of it. But
it was also a fun piece.
I'm happy with it. So.
Yeah. I don't know. It was also a fun piece. I wasn't bothered by that. Like, I didn't necessarily think it needed to be grittier, I guess, because it's like neon and
more
colorful.
More of a character piece. So.
Yeah.
I mean, it's cool. I'm cool with it.
That's good. And you know what? Art is subjective, as we all know.
Absolutely,
you know, what
yes.
One person loves, the next person doesn't. Well, I would want to know, just kind of one final question from you. What, after tour, what are your next goals? Like, what is your dream? Where would you like to go?
I've definitely thought about Dancing with the Stars. I would like to possibly, like, try out for that. I don't know how I would get into that. We'll see.
Troupe, yeah. Hello, Troupe.
I just want to travel outside the country a lot more and just dance for myself and get out of the competition world for a while. So
do something for a little more passion, a little more joy and things like that.
A little more just finding the love for dance that everyone needs to have if they want to continue, I think.
I think so. Well, that's a good goal. Well, we are so glad you are here, and it was lovely to meet you and get to know you a little bit better. Let everyone know where they can find you on social media.
On Instagram, my handle is @SydneyTorme, just my normal name, no spaces or anything. And then my Twitter is also Sydney Torme, just with an extra Y at the end of the Torme.
Just to make it extra special, right?
Yes.
Well, we will see you on tour. I'm so excited for all of you guys, and I'm looking forward to seeing it. Because here in LA, you guys are at the Dolby Theater where the Oscars are.
Yeah, it's insane.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I don't know how, like, much bigger or better it gets than that. So
I'm so excited.
Yes. So congratulations to you for making top 9.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Sydney. All right, you guys, this was an extra special edition of To The Point with Kristen Burt. We will be back next week with another contestant. And of course, I'll be back at 3 p.m. Pacific time today with not only the choreographer from Smooth Criminal, Michael Jackson, but also Madonna's Blonde Ambition Tour. This is going to be epic. Join me for Vincent Patterson. We'll see you guys a little later.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.